My name is Mohammed Nantu Sarkar. I come from Barguna Thana in Borisal district. We came to Dhaka after the river swept away our land and house. I came as a child. I would break construction bricks with my parents. When I grew older, I started pulling a rickshaw. I don't have any other skill. I want to learn to drive a taxi, but I don't have the money to buy a license to operate a taxi. I earn my daily income pulling rickshaws. We live a hand-to-mouth existence. My daughter is 7 and my son is 6 years old. We cannot afford a private school, so we send them to public school where they get clothes and food. It's hard to make ends meet. I used to make 200 to 250 taka daily. Now that the city's main roads have been closed to rickshaws, I only make 100 to 150 taka. It's difficult to get by on this decreased income. So my wife also works. She earns 1500 taka a month. We cannot save anything.
I get 1500 taka. We live in the slums where the house rent is low. However, we have to buy wood for cooking fuel. Here, the smell from the leather tanneries is very strong, and there's a high risk of diseases. We have to bear the terrible smell. We're compelled to live here with our children. I walk to work, which is about 3 miles away. I start at 7 in the morning and arrive at work around 9. I finish work around 3 to 4 in the evening and go home. At home, I cook dinner, bathe the children and myself, and finish the housework. By the time I retire, it's midnight. I have to wake up early again. It's hard.
I don't own a rickshaw. I rent one. I have to pay 50 taka for half a day and 90 taka for the whole day. I have to pay the rent even if I fall sick. Before, I would operate the rickshaw around the whole of Dhaka city since the roads were accessible to us. Since the government imposed a ban on rickshaws in Dhaka's main streets, we cannot enter Mirpur or go to Moti Jhel. Now we operate in the suburbs. Before, we could earn at least 200 taka. Now it's only 100 taka. After paying the rental fee, it's difficult to save 100 taka. There is no time to rest in between trips. Whereas we charge 50 taka, motorized vehicles charge passengers 40 taka for the same route. Passengers also seem to prefer motorized transport since the route we take is longer. So we have to reduce our price. Otherwise, passengers will take other vehicles. Moreover, the number of rickshaws has increased, so there's a rush for the passengers.
We don't have any property or any savings. We live from hand to mouth. If we manage to put aside some savings, we'd like to build a house in the village. If my husband could drive a taxi, we would be able to buy some land in the village. But we haven't been able to. You need money to make a driving license. You need driving training as well. It costs 10,000 taka to have a driving license issued. We can't manage that amount, so I've started to work as a housemaid.
I've heard about the rehabilitation program for rickshaw pullers so they can find alternative jobs, but I don't know of anyone who has attended it. I haven't benefited from it. Maybe the rickshaw owners, the more educated owners, will benefit from the program since they have access to information. But the regular rickshaw pullers haven't got any support. Physically, it's hard pulling a rickshaw. At the end of the day, I don't feel like talking to anyone. At home, I just lie down. I do not want to walk at all. Pulling two passengers is not an easy job. The body is not an engine. It requires power to pull rickshaw. You need energy in the legs and hips to pull two passengers. Otherwise, the rickshaw will not move.
মানে নিজের করতে চায় না, কিস্তি জমিতে করতে চায় না, কারণ মালিকের গাড়ি চালায় জমা দিয়ে।
If I owned a rickshaw, the money which I pay the owners now as rent would be my own. I could save that. Moreover, I could be more relaxed while pulling the rickshaw. I could take 10 minutes rest between the trips. I could save 50 taka, spend 30 taka on some other things, and use 20 taka for rickshaw repairs or for treatment. I could take the children to the doctor when they fall sick. I can't afford to do any of these things at the moment.
We work hard and send our children to school so they will get an education. I do not want my son to become a rickshaw puller like his father. Our children should have office jobs. This would be possible with an education. They shouldn't be like us.
আমার ভবিষ্যতের ইচ্ছা যে আমি রিকশাটা যদি ছাড়তে পারি, আমি যদি এটা
ভালো, I plan to give up rickshaw pulling as soon as possible. If I get other work or a driving license for a taxi, it would be very good for our family. We need to send the children to school so they don't become rickshaw pullers like me. I do not want my son to be sick and weak at a young age like me. I want them to enjoy healthy lives and to hold prestigious jobs. Any other work but pulling a rickshaw.
আর আমার সিস্টার আমি যে একটু রিস্কাতে যেন অন্য কাজ কাম পাই, রিস্কা চালাইতে খুব ভালো লাগে না।